English. This is the Economics Report. The administration of President Barack Obama is seeking to make new trade deals. Among these is the Trans-Pacific Partnership with 11 Pacific nations. Another is a trade agreement with Europe. But getting trading partners to sign the deals and the U.S. Congress to approve them will require settling many differences. One of those issues is how nations manage their currency. Protesters from U.S. trade unions and other free trade skeptics say some nations manipulate the value of their currencies. This can give their exports an unfair price advantage on world markets. And that, the critics say, hurts American workers. Democratic Party Senator Chuck Schumer says the U.S. must do more to protect American workers.
We just shrug our shoulders. And it's estimated that millions of jobs have gone away.
Exporting countries gain when the exchange value of their currency is low. Carnegie Mellon University economics professor Lee Brandstetter says this can have the same effect as providing financial support or protection to a nation's exporters. He spoke via Skype.
It's making their goods artificially cheap, our goods artificially expensive. It's as if they were subsidizing their exports and applying tariffs to our imports.
Mr. Brandstetter says nations can change the value of their own currencies by using their money to buy U.S. currency and government securities. More demand for U.S. money makes it more costly. Less demand for a nation's currency makes it less costly. Some members of Congress are concerned that the issue of unfairly low currency values will hurt manufacturing jobs. They say new trade deals must stop currency manipulation. But Mr. Brandstetter says such rules also could affect U.S. economic policies, such as efforts to keep interest rates low. The Trans-Pacific Partnership now is almost completed. Some experts say adding currency manipulation provisions now could stop the agreement. Undersecretary of State Catherine Novelli says failing to reach a deal could hurt U.S. workers.
If we don't get the deal done, rules can be put in place that are not going to be fair, and the bar can be set very low, and that could really impede our ability to export the things that our workers and our farmers are producing.
A separate agreement called Trade Promotion Authority is being discussed in Congress. Under TPA, Congress can accept or reject trade agreements, but cannot amend or delay them. Republican Party Senator Orrin Hatch is the head of the committee that deals with trade issues. He says the Republican majority in Congress makes it more likely that the deals will win approval. And that's the VOA Learning English Economics Report. I'm Mario Ritter.